prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
This is the Hagman and Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, February 4th, 2016. Doug Hagman coming to you with Joe Hagman. Together we are the Hagman and Hagman Report with Joe Hagman. That is my son, fellow investigator, fellow researcher. Yeah, I've done this before, right? Folks, we're going to give you the news behind the news, everything you need to know, really the basis for, well, giving you the information, the structure of what's taking place, what's going on, to provide the infrastructure behind the events we're seeing today. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in us as we walk through this minefield of current events together. And it is certainly a minefield, because who do you trust and who do you know, or who do you turn to for information these days? It seems like it's all cloudy and misty behind this murky curtain of this veil of disinformation and misinformation. Well, we're going to pierce that veil tonight. We've got a great show for you planned. Folks, before we get started, I want to mention, you know, Valentine's Day coming up very soon. I'm telling you, folks, guys, coming up. It's going to sneak up on you. I got you covered. We got you covered here at the Hagman Report. You know, it's a week from, when is Valentine's Day? A week from next Sunday. Or
10 days from today.
Yeah, 10 days from today. There you go. So, if you're tired of guessing about what your wife, your girlfriend, your mom wants, just go right to Pro Flowers. They've got everything. They got you covered. The Valentine's pros at Pro Flowers are here to take the guesswork out of Valentine's Day. And you know what, folks? They've got a special offer. Pro Flowers is offering our listeners two dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, all yours for $29.99. Or you can really, really, really be a hero and upgrade to a long stem roses with a cherry red vase. Oh, this is gorgeous. You got to see this. And chocolates just for $9.99 more. Folks, go to proflowers.com. Use our code. That's Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. Don't wait. Do it today. Do it after the show. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Hagman. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in our code Hagman. Don't wait. Don't wait. Do it today. All right, Joe. It's great to have you. We got a lot to cover tonight. We're to be introducing, of course, as we talked about earlier, kind of a basis, an explanation about what we're seeing and why we're seeing what we're seeing, and kind of tying all the loose ends together.
Yeah, we have a great examination tonight of the Tavistock Institute, its purposes, its founding, its purposes, and the future that it wants, as well as news, current events that we're going to go through that are important, affecting us today in our daily lives, and those that can affect us here in the future. Also, in the third and final hour of tonight's show, we will take calls from our listeners. As after we present our findings and information and breaking down of the news, we want to hear from you and what you have to say on these matters. So, again, we're going to be talking about the Tavistock Institute. We're going to be talking about news and current events, followed by your phone calls.
And here's why I think you need to know, and we need to talk about this, because we mention companies, we mention people, we mention agendas. Mm-hmm. And many times people say, well, what are you talking about? What's the basis for this? There's got to be some background. And everything's a conspiracy to you people, all right? That's kind of, you know, what we get a lot of. Well, what do you mean? Okay, for example, can you explain, give us a foundation, give us something that we can use? Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to lay out the groundwork of the Tavistock Institute. And folks, I'm going to be citing heavily from the work of Dr. John Coleman. Now, he wrote a book called The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, subtitled Shaping the Moral, Spiritual, Cultural, Political, Economic, Decline of the United States of America. It's a great book. I'm going to tell you, it's got so much information in there. But really quickly, and I'm going to do this as quickly. We're going to do this together as quickly as possible.
Also write Conspirators Hierarchy.
He wrote 15
the
books.
The Story of Committee of 300, as well as the City of London's Tavistock Institute.
Yeah, he wrote 15 books, and I would say by far that he is the foremost expert on the Tavistock Institute. And you can find online subtle excerpt. Explanations. And I think you can find excerpts. But the bottom line here is, if you really want an education, if you really want the details, definitely grab his book, buy his book, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. We get nothing out of this. I'm just telling you where our source material is, or what our source material is. And from there, you can do your own research. But we've done it for you, so you don't have to. We're going to give you a sneak peek of something, folks. This is not yet ready for prime time, but I can't do that. Here is Joe. Let's see here.
These are prototypes for what we're going to be doing in Dallas. Is we have mugs, as you see here.
Hey, easy now. That's
the Hagman
Java logo. Juice.
Yeah, I know that the vodka's in there.
Yeah, right.
No, as well as T-shirts, sweatshirts, zip-up hoodies, and pullover hoodies, hats, and we have a number of varieties of hats. We're going to narrow them down to a few types of shirts, a few types of hats. But this red one, I love this red one.
Well, if you can give it a close up on the camera, maybe. I don't know how you can. Ouch.
That is the red Hagman and Hagman on the back. Watchmen's Unleashed, it says.
Watchmen Unleashed. Watchmen Unleashed. Plural Unleashed. Unleashed, yeah.
And then this is the one of the other designs. And there's about four more designs. And they specifically designed a full camouflage one for Eric, as he is a hunter and a camo guy. Which is just fantastic. And the sweatshirts are, in the way they did the logos, some of them are, big logos on the front, some are real small on the sleeve. So we're going to be going over the different designs, what we like, what we think people are going to like, and we're going to bring a bunch of the stuff out to Dallas. And
I'm going to tell you, what's really great about this is the company that did this, the owners are extremely, you talk about class acts, they're Christians, they're on board with what we're trying to do, and that's the whole purpose of this, is really to combine efforts and to really be spearhead the assault against the enemy, I guess is the best way to describe it. And we try to do that through dealing with only Christian companies and people that are on our side, or we're on their side. We're on the same side, or God's side, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And if we can help companies and they can help us, it's just a great thing. So that's kind of neat. We've never done this before.
We had a three-week shirt.
No.
It was a special initiative. It was kind of a fundraiser type thing. You do it through a website company where they take care of the shirts, the designs, and the shipping, and people would sign up. And I still have two hoodies from that drive, and they're great hoodies. But this is going to be a more permanent situation where not only will we be offering these things at Dallas, we'll have a little store section on our website.
Yeah, well, or hopefully. A link to that, yeah. And the reason is to spread the word. It's not anything but spreading the word about the program and what you can do. I didn't know you were going to do that, but all right. Anyway, so recently, and folks, you saw, of course, the Center for Medical Progress coming out and releasing another video.
Yeah, and, let's start there.
Well, let's lay the foundation of the Tavistock first, and then we'll go back, because we got to get into the College of Knowledge for the Hagman Report, and then we'll get to the video. But I'm going to explain why abortion has not been tanked here in this country. I want to explain why people think abortion is okay. I want to explain, too, why that my body, my choice is just an acceptable mantra in 2016, knowing what we know. And so And, well, you know, how do we get here? And people might say, I'm tired of you telling us how to get here. What do we do from here? But wait, you got to understand the machinations of the enemy. Go ahead. Did you want to say something?
Abortion issue is not a new issue. It's been new in the news as of late. But one of the chapters of Daniel Esselin's book, The Tavistock Institute, Chapter 4, The Doors of Perception, The CIA's Psychedelic Revolution.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the counterculture that just predated the court's opinion on Roe v. Wade, which somehow gave a fiat backdoor, an illegal backdoor to legal abortion. And this counterculture fueled the perception of a nation and of Supreme Court justices to be able to influence the morality in a way where they were ready to implement such devilish policy.
Exactly. And, you know, another aspect of this as well, we mentioned the counterculture. Well, the Tavistock really birthed that in terms of its agenda, the mind control part of it. The even the Gulf War. Remember how the Gulf War was packaged and presented to the American people? That was an artifact of that was really designed by the Tavistock Institute. And going up to today, even the Center for Medical Progress and how they've exposed the Planned Parenthood eugenics program. Well, eugenics is really highly active in America and as an unconscious political power source. It's been made invisible, however, to your rational mind. And this intellectual blindness, folks, has been programmed. And this is why it's important, because the only way to understand eugenics, for example, since we're on that, I'll just kind of mention that. The only way to understand eugenics is a sophisticated crowd control device is to view the bigger picture, I guess. Because we say, okay, wait a minute, this is satanic. Eugenics is satanic, obviously. The Planned Parenthood is involved in eugenics, and eugenics is really it's a sophisticated crowd control device. But in order to understand all that, but we got to look at the big picture, because the big picture tells us, folks, that that powerful mind control is everywhere. It's everywhere. All right, this is not something that's passive on the part of the programmers and the people in power. Eugenics it's a major mind control device, I suppose, as well. It's employed by the elite against the non-elite, meaning against the people in power today, and those people who are going to be in power after 2016, whether they remain in power, speaking about our legislators or the executive branch, are part of this. And if they're not part of this, they're not going to get elected or selected, as it might be. All right. So this is why it's important. Now, what we're witnessing is top-down programming that's manipulated. It's being manipulated in secret by a secret power structure. But when you de-pattern, when you reformat our hard drives, our brains, basically, starting in childhood, Tavistock and their American counterparts, they're serving a very big agenda, much broader agenda of psychological warfare against the sane, rational, and even the democratic mind.
One of their goals, as Daniel Esselin writes, is the complete eradication of mankind's sense of identity, tearing out man's soul.
Yeah, exactly. Led Zeppelin, remember that? We are your overlords, okay? Yeah. Well, to weaken the morality of America and all Western cultures, and to demoralize workers in the labor class, or the middle class, I suppose, by creating mass unemployment, demoralization can be advanced as really a science. It can even be made sexy. It could be made chic. It could be made the way to be thinking. For example, when the middle class looks at the alien invasion today, the invasion of non I mean, of immigrants. They look around and say, what's going on with this? Well, this is part of the assault on the middle class, which is a component of the larger picture, which is to take down the United States. And as jobs dwindle, for example, due to the post-industrial zero growth policies, we are going to be starving. Now, who introduced the, who's the power structure behind this? Well, one power group is the Club of Rome. Have you heard about the Club of Rome? The other is the Committee of 300. But these are all sub, when you look at the power structure, you can see, we talk about the Vatican and the Committee of 300, when I say the Vatican, I'm talking about the Jesuit component, which is really the power structure behind it.
You have the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, you have the Order of the Illuminati, the Skull and Bones.
Yeah, exactly.
Bilderberg Group, all the Bohemian Grove, all these secret societies, as much as people will laugh and will say you are a conspiracy theorist if you believe that these groups even exist, even though the proof is out there for anybody and everybody to find who looks. You know, these people do exactly what the conspiracy theorists say. They plot and plan the world and the direction the world heads in, and best understand how to roll out their agendas, as it is the heads of the banking industry, the heads of the political industry, military industry, geopolitical industry, and they get together and collaborate the best way to roll out their agenda. And the agenda is how to enslave mankind, and most importantly for the devil, how to capture mankind's soul in the process.
Exactly. All right, so you've got kind of an idea of why this is important, I hope. We're going to just run down the history real quick here. And again, Dr. John Coleman, I cannot cite him or say enough about him. It's not that we just discovered him. No, we have all of his books, and we have done a lot of research, and of course he's done so much, but he really, before he came along, very few people really heard of the Tavistock Institute because it just operated in secret, if you will. They really retained their secrecy very well. And, of course, the Tavistock began in 1947, but since his original article and works, which exposed this ultra-secret organization, you've seen many other people follow in his footsteps to expose the Tavistock Institute. It began, by the way, as a propaganda-creating and disseminating organization where was it centered at? It was centered at Wellington House. We're talking about now the city of London in the United Kingdom and Great Britain, which is where the base of all power for the New World Order is going to be coming from. This is why we need to take a look at this. People may say, well, wait a minute, the New World Order is going to be out of D.C. or we're going to be... No. The city of London is going to be the power base, the political power base for the One World Order. What's in the city of London? Among other things, the Tavistock Institute. Why is this important? Because it's going to program you to love your servitude as it's already been doing. It's going to program your mind to accept the fact that we are killing 4,000 innocent lives in unborn children every day. It's going to program you to accept the fact that we need wars every day. We need to keep fighting wars, perpetual warfare. It's going to tell you that we need digital money, that rolled money, you know, or not rolled money, the folding currency. Oh, no, it's no good because, you know, it could be a biohazard or who knows, but we need to, so all of this, this is what this is the propaganda they are pushing today. But it began as this propaganda power center that created and disseminated, propaganda, and it began at the Wellington House. Now, as I went through the very extensive work of John Coleman, I try to pick out certain things that were like really on point here. So, I just want to give you a brief history back in the day here, and then we can jump fast forward. But this is important because this gives a pedigree to what we're dealing with. And if you don't think that the New World Order is going to, the political structure is going to come out of Great Britain, then man, this will explain that you're going to have to believe that, or you should believe that, because the Tavistock Institute began. It was a project that was given to Lords Rothermere and Northcliffe. Not that you're going to remember that, right? But don't worry about it. And their mandate was to produce an organization capable of manipulating public opinion, folks. This is their, that was their sole mandate. Do one thing, manipulate public opinion. And in fact, do so by our standards, not by anything, altruistic. No. This is nefarious.
Not only do so by our standards, but do so with the tools we use on an everyday basis to get information, whether it be the radio, news, TV, from the education system to music to movies, all aspects of society, these people have their fingertips in, and they are controlling the narratives, they're controlling the agendas, they are changing and shaping perceptions of people who have left themselves open and susceptible to being manipulated and changed. Those who, as we read yesterday in the parable of the sower, those who do not have Jesus and his word rooted inside them, those people are the ones who are the victims of this psychological brainwashing of the people.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, you know, okay. That kind of, boy, we have to fix the lighting in here. We both look like we were dead. Ooh, pale, you know. Anyway. All right.
Well, it is the beginning of February, and we haven't seen a sun that...
I'm looking at that, though. I'm thinking, my goodness, it looks like somebody just dug me up.
Yeah.
And oh, go ahead. I can just hear people saying, go ahead and blame the lighting. Sure. All right. Anyway. Okay, so who paid for this? Well, funding was provided by the British royal family, and when you start tracing the money back on different initiatives, you're going to see that a lot of money or a lot of funding was really a lot of things are being funded by the royal family, the Queen, and of course Prince William and Prince Charles and Prince Harry,
and the U.S. royalty not deemed so, the Rockefellers, the Ted Turners, globalists, Bill Gates, these are the people, the same people who are involved in the core of eugenics and abortion are the same people who are involved in all of these nefarious societies.
But I always had the question too. How do you get invited to something like this? All right, or into a group like this? Do you receive an invitation in the mail? Hey, you're invited to come on. No. This is done through bloodlines. And we talk about bloodlines. This is why. Okay, we talk about, let me just give you an example. Okay, this was funded by the British royal family and later by the Rothschilds, to whom Lord Northcliffe was related through marriage. Okay, now think about that. They're marrying into, this is why we have this incestuous bloodline stuff that people like Fritz Springmeier talk about, Russ Dizdar references, okay, all of this. Now, a guy by the name of Arnold Toynbee, Toynbee. He was selected as the director of futures studies. Now, it's not what you think. Future studies. Now, this is back in the early 20th century. Now, two Americans at the time, and Paul McGuire talks about this. He writes about this. Walter Lippmann and Edward Bernays. Where have we heard that before? That name before?
Edward Bernays, the father of psychological manipulation.
Yep. They were appointed to handle the manipulation of the American public opinion. Now,
Sigmund Freud's nephew.
Exactly, but they were appointed to manipulate and prepare the United States, the people of the U.S., to enter World War One, because popular support prior to the World War One, it wasn't there. No American wanted to get in the Great War, World War One, and so from this crude beginning grew this organization that was to shape the destiny of Germany, of the UK, and especially the United States. And it was done in a manner that became extremely sophisticated. You see, they had a form. Well, they were involved with mass brainwashing. That's the deal. Okay. Now, during the course of its involvement, Tavistock expanded greatly, and they not just in size, but their ambitions, their goals, their. In 1937, the decision was made to use the German author Oswald Spengler, S-P-E-N-G-L-E-R. Now, this is important to know, kind of his backstory. Oswald Spengler's monumental work, Untergang des Blendes, which is the decline of Western civilization, they use that work as a model. So in English, the work is The Decline of Western Civilization. They use that as the model for the blueprints for their efforts. Now, Wellington House had board, before that, the Wellington House had board members, Rothmere, I'm not going to go through this, but Northcliffe, Lippmann, Bernays, they had read and proposed as a guide the writings of Korea Mullen Walsh. In particular, they had focused on one particular book. It was called The Climax of Civilization. It was written in 1917. This corresponded closely to conditions that had to be created before a new world order and a one world government could be ushered in. So, we're now getting to the root. Now we're finding the source of the blueprints here. Okay, so there's two works here. The one being the book called The Climax of Civilization, written in 1917 by Korea Mullen Walsh. And the second, or the first book, or the other book, two parallel books, two parallel works, written by Oswald Spengler, which is called The Decline of Western Civilization. They're using both of these as a model. Now, in this work, in this whole ambitious endeavor, the members of the Tavistock Institute consulted with the British royal family and obtained the approval of the Olympians. Folks, remember that word, Olympians. Remember that. What do you equate Olympians with? The Bible? Yeah. How about the Atlantis, the Olympics? A lot of different things there.
Greek mythological.
That's right. That's right. Stories. Tom Horn talks. There's a lot of references that Tom Horn makes about this. All right. Real quick here. The inner core of the committee of 300, the Olympians, which is to formulate a strategy of ambitions, the goals here into to make it into fruition here, bring it to fruition. The work from Spengler is particularly important because his work had come to the attention of what had become the Tavistock Institute after he wrote it, and they got together, the people at Tavistock said, wait a minute, you know what? Spengler wrote basically our game plan. And again, his work, The Decline of Western Civilization. This is the game plan for the New World Order. But in order for the New World Order to come in, and this is why it's important to understand these two works. Because before they can actually pull the trigger on a one world system of government, New World Order, they've got to complete what's in the works by Spengler and Walsh, okay? I mean, ideally, because that's what their blueprint is. And if you look at the works, the Decline of Western Civilization was written in German initially, and there's very few. I think there's just one translation, and it's very hard to come by. It's Untergang des Blendes, okay, which is the Decline of Western Civilization.
And there's a lot of ties between the Tavistock Institute and Germany. I know you have Peter Levende's book Sinister Forces.
A trilogy. Yes.
Yeah, you have all of them. But Operation Paperclip, we know about Operation Paperclip. This is where Nazi scientists and war criminals were brought to the United States for their advanced knowledge in medicine and technological space travel and whatnot. And they really became NASA's, the controllers of NASA. They were the ones that supposedly landed man on the moon. The modern advances in heart medicine allowing for open heart surgery. We know Mengele, the genetically modification programs that he, horrifically put children through, especially twins, trying to reverse engineer the human genes in order to see what we see today in the mainstream news, which is, you know, cloning humans, creating livers, creating super soldiers, and mixing, fallen angel or giant DNA with human being DNA. Just like it says in Daniel in chapter 8, for they will try to mix themselves together, but they shall not, it shall not cleave. This talking about the end times. But there is no there is no dark black magic that is not a part of the Tavistock Institute, from ritual sex magic to black magic, occult themes, psychological warfare. I mean, it is pure evil, and its ends and agendas are worse. I mean, we talk about the agenda of the devil wanting to have immortality outside of the Lord and his plans for the earth and universe after his millennial reign and the Battle of Armageddon. Well, these people, as we said, plan on showing God as the enemy and trying to overthrow heaven in order to take what they feel is their rightful place on the throne of God.
That's right.
And in doing so, as I said earlier, destroying all souls that are able to be destroyed, which is why having that personal relationship with the Lord and being sealed and written in His Book of Life is so important.
Right. Now, if you go back to Spengler's work, and this is extremely critical for everyone to understand, what we're seeing today with the mass incursion of the aliens into the United States, Spengler had talked about this back in 1937 when this massive work came out, and again, the decline of Western civilization. What Spengler had written about was in preparation now for changing and reshaping public opinion for the second time in less than 12 years by unanimous consent of the board, that being the Tavistock Institute, the royal family, those people who were pushing the agenda. Spengler's book was adopted, as I said, as a blueprint for a new working model to bring about the decline and fall of America and all Western civilization, because it was necessary in order to create and establish a new world order inside of a one world government. So here's where it kind of addresses the alien invasion or the invasion of the refugees. All right. When you look at the decline of Western civilization, Spengler said, look, it's what's going to happen here is non-Western Europeans. Now, I'm paraphrasing. He didn't write this, but this is the essence of his work. Non-Western Europeans coming into America would increase in numbers in terms of the Arabs, the Africans, the Chinese, anybody but those from the West, Western Europe. So here's what's going to happen, according to Spengler. He said, this mass immigration is going to happen. The West would fail at that time to expel those people who are coming in here en masse. Our fate would be sealed, that meaning America, a society our ancestors had inward beliefs and sound convictions about how the society of America and American society should progress. Well, that would become obsolete. In other words, we would be forced to change our culture because of the forced immigration or this mass invasion of the aliens not from Western Europe.
Social turbulence
is
another word for it.
There you go.
And this book from Esteban has a section on it called Social Turbulence. As a point of interest, at Tavistock, Eric Trist and Frederick Emery developed the theory of social turbulence, a so-called softening up effect of future shocks, wherein a population could be softened up through mass phenomena. That's such right. as energy shortages, economic and financial collapse, terrorist attacks, or changes in population diversity.
Well, this diversity, remember back before 1960, remember back in the 50s and 40s and 30s, remember segregation, yeah, okay?
Especially the 30s.
Well, I mean, in history, there was a rare instance, obviously, the rare instance of interracial marriage, and I know this is a subject that you talk about this and it's sensitive, but you remember the stigma it had, or at least those of us old enough to recall this, whether it be our grandparents or parents, or even perhaps if you're old enough listening to this, interracial marriage was pretty rare back in the 40s and 50s and beginning of the 60s. Well, the Tavistock Institute zeroed in on that, and they said, we're going to change public perception of that. Pretty soon, interracial marriage was acceptable. In fact, it was encouraged. But with that, and this is important for everyone to understand, that's a bad thing, but with that, we have lost our Western European heritage. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm bigoted at all, okay? I'm just saying, this is what the Tavistock Institute it was pushing here on American soil. They're saying, well, let's force or let's make interracial marriage and marriage between different cultures. Let's make it mainstream. Let's romanticize it. Let's sell it. Okay. Now, again, this is not. I'm giving you this without comment about the act itself. Okay. Well, the two world wars came out, and again, I'm not going to go through every bit of the history here. World War One, World War Two, it basically destroyed all of Europe and Germany.
Left in ruins.
Oh yeah, the intellectual energies of the German nation—they were diverted into war channels in defense of their country, or in it to advance their agenda, depending on which war you're talking about. Even the British nation, even the UK, the UK was in shambles, obviously. The war had just done so much to the West, to the Western world. Now, there's a lot of references here in Spengler's work, and it's not an easy work to go through, folks, let me tell you that. And John Coleman did, and we've got a copy here, but it's just a wow. But here's the issue. The whole thrust of Tavistock was to democratize, maybe that's it, the West through various means. Social especially. And I'm just going to go on this line real quick here because I think this is important. There's an attack on women, attack on womanhood, all right? And this is
war on women?
No,
this is separate from the war on women.
This is an attack on woman, on the woman and the racial, moral, spiritual, and religious foundations on which Western civilization exists, all right?
Okay.
So with respect to the war or an attack on womanhood, that's to attack the woman as part of the nuclear family. All right. So when you go back in history and era, you go back in time and look at the Roman Empire and the Greeks, and they were devoted to the social, religious, and morals and spiritual advancement, for example, and preservation of the female, of women. And they were very successful as long as they were and remained in control and could arrange matters so that the government was carried out by a limited number of responsible citizens supported by the general populace below them. So, this is important here, all being of the same moral religious fiber. In other words, you don't, a Muslim and an evangelical Christian marrying wouldn't work. Okay, and what Spengler was saying, look, this brought down, the things of this nature brought down empires, including the Roman Empire, as part of it. This is a big part of the dilution and bringing down the Roman Empire. And I realize that some history
biblical.
People, but right, but I mean, some people, history teachers are going to say, oh, you're just full of beans. But no, this is because the history books have been revised. It's revisionist history. But anyway, yeah, and it is biblical. Now, the planners at Tavistock saw this a perfect way to upset the balance of Western civilization, to enforce this, to remove the control from the people, and just make everything okay. Go ahead and do this. Now, as we get into the war years and such, we can see where, my goodness, the social changes, even from the war, where the woman was put into the workforce. And the woman had taken on new roles. Look at today, and I'm fast-forwarding here because there's a lot of background here. But even look at today. You're convinced. The society is convinced. It's okay. Have the woman work not just one job, maybe two jobs, and be a mother. Okay? The war, World War II, really played a big role in this. To blitz the nuclear family, take the mother out of the home, raising the child, and put her into a factory because the man is busy over fighting to advance or to protect democracy. That's what we're told, right? That's what we're taught. Well, that's what we're seeing. So the destruction of the nuclear family, we just explained it to you. This is how the nuclear family, at least initially, was hit, was assaulted. And the womanhood, from this perception, from this belief system, from this whole orchestration by the Tavistock Institute, they were responsible for telling women, hey, it's okay, go burn your bras. I mean, I don't want to get graphic, but you know what I'm saying. That whole, oh my goodness, the entire revolution where females are equal. Well, in my view, and ladies, this is just my view, all right, women are not equal. I mean, women are way above guys in terms of well, you know what I mean. All right, women are to be cherished. Women are to be loved and cherished and protected and cared for. Now, you might think, wow, what a chauvinist that guy is. But look at what the Bible says, and look at today. Isn't everything what we're seeing today anti-biblical and even anti-Christian? Where you've got women in the workforce, women being exploited instead of, Eric is looking over at me saying, are you really saying this? Okay. Seriously. Yes. Yeah. Are you really saying what you're, now, women, men have surrendered their masculinity. How's that? Men have failed to support their families. Men have failed to take their role in the, as the head of the family, as the biblical head of the family. Men have failed and continue to fail miserably. So women step in. Oh, I can just see the mail I'm going to get. That's all right, though. Yeah, from the guys and saying, you know, you call me a wuss, come on back. But see, this is, we've been brainwashed to believe that men and women are equal. We're not. No, women should be cherished, protected, and loved, and they have a certain place in the Christian family unit, the nuclear family. And that whole thing has, we've been brainwashed by the Tavistock Institute, by the royal family, by the nobility, the black nobility, by the Jesuits. I mean, you know, name the offender. We've been brainwashed. Well, see, so we really have, and I'm going to stop there. But that, no, I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to give you one more. I'm going to go advance it one more down, I guess, football term here. This is where we get my body, my choice. That's right. This is where we get abortion is okay because I am in control of my body. This is the mentality. This stems from this whole assault on Western civilization. So why again is this important in 2016? Because we've got their playbook. Now we know where all of this propaganda has come from. We know what their, we know their rationale. We've got their ideas now. We've had them, but we understand now where they're, what they need to do before they pull the trigger on the one world government, new world order. But to change the culture. So in that ideology, now doesn't it make sense now why no Western leader is stepping up and saying, stop this Muslim invasion? Even the rapes that are taking place in Western Europe, they're coming here. I guarantee you they're coming here. It's an assault on the family, but it's an assault on the woman. And it's emasculating the male presence, obviously, as a protector. Okay, so this is the mindset. This has to be complete. The demoralization of the Western male and the Western culture has to take place before they can actually pull the trigger in the West. It's coming. It's coming. And it's coming faster than you may realize. The promoters of this, the people who have tied all this together and are brainwashing you to accept the Rachel Maddow position. those people, Bernays, Lippmann, these are key players, historical key players. Today, we have a whole different set of players that include Cruz, Ted Cruz, include other political figures, yes, on the right and on the left, much one and the same. It doesn't matter. See, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Not today. Because they're all under the control of one mental mind manipulating system. And again, this plan modified in the UK to suit the American model. What was birthed over in the UK in the city of London by the Tavistock Institute was brought, imported here specifically to take down America, the United States. You see, Bernays, Lippmann, they led Woodrow Wilson to set up the very first Tavistock methodology, techniques for polling a so-called public opinion that was created by Tavistock itself. So what they did was they interjected this molding, this propaganda into American culture, and then they molded it after the polls were taken to identify or to assess its effectiveness. And then they tweaked it. And they've tweaked it ever since, after World War II, after World War I and II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the support for Israel, for example, abortion. Every big social political issue today is being tweaked for propaganda purposes. In other words, let's just say, well, 9/11, the perception of 9/11, those people who question about 9/11, about Building 7, and about the whatever it might be, the peculiarities and the things that don't add up.
Yeah. Merely questioning.
Yeah, inconsistent. That's right. We've got to vilify those people.
Like a good example of that is Geraldo Rivera. After the attempted Times Square bombing, there was a segment on Fox News where Geraldo Rivera came on to talk about this alleged Times Square bomber that the FBI foiled the plot before it happened. But he went on to say that, you know, I believe this is a lone wolf 9/11 truther type of terrorist.
That's right.
And then they went on to talk about how basically the 9/11 truth movement was a violent movement, or is a violent movement without the violence, if that makes sense.
Sure. Exactly, it does.
And it's just, you know, to take an event like 9/11, where even the dead family members' questions, 70, 80% of those questions were not answered, and to mock and make fun of and then marginalize and label those people who have questions, legitimate questions, questions that could impact national security, to help a family member understand the death of their loved one. Regardless of all that, the people asking the questions are the extremist and the terrorist. Just like the people exposing Planned Parenthood are the extremist and the terrorist. Not the ones perpetrating the murders, not the ones perpetrating the conspiracies. Instead, those who dare to ask questions about those.
And this power is this hidden power of the Tavistock Institute is so effective, folks, from 9/11. How can this be so effective? And I'm jumping ahead because of time. But the vast majority of the American people accept lies all the time. But how can that be? Well, how can we all accept lies, not knowing or realizing that we are being lied to? For example,
I didn't mean to interrupt you if you're making a point here, but
yeah, I just want to mention this: the commerce, for example. How did America accept NAFTA, GATT, the World Trade Organization? Well, for those who weren't paying attention, it was no big deal. But for those who were paying attention and accepting it as okay, and even selling it to the American people, it was the power behind what was the Tavistockian people in Congress that were the people that were on the payroll of the Tavistock Institute and their American counterparts that sold it to you and said it's a good idea. So conservative or liberal or progressive, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, because they were under the control of the powerhouse, the American institutes here that are the octopus, or the arms of the octopus from the Tavistock Institute. Did you go ahead? I didn't mean to interrupt you now. Go ahead.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I'm sure I knocked you right off.
No, that's okay.
But okay, so because of the time here, look, what institutions are really connected to Tavistock here in the United States? Flow Laboratories. I'm just going to toss out a couple. You can look at this, folks, on your own. You can research this on your own. Flow Laboratories, they get contract from the National Institutes of Health, NIH. Merle Thomas Corporation. Now, this is from, I'm citing now, John Coleman on this. Okay, this is my source for this. Walden Research, the Pollution Control, Agenda 21. Think about that.
Okay? I'd say all Agreed. Universities.
Well, yeah. The Planning Research Corporation, the Brookings Institution, the Hudson Institute. And again, you may ask, well, so what? But you've got to understand that these institutions are behind the green movement. They're behind the Agenda 2030. They're behind everything you're seeing now. They're even behind Planned Parenthood. They're behind they're giving money to candidates, some of them, not all of them, of course, but they're not only just giving money, but they're shaping the public perception through the information they're giving to the people. The National Training Laboratories is a key institution. It was founded back in 1947 by the members of the Tavistock Institute here in the U.S. That's the National Training Laboratories. It's just a very interesting. You can research that. National Education Association, if you will. It's not a private corporation, but it has its leadership and roles embedded by members of the various organizations that relate back to the Tavistock. International Institute for Applied Behavioral Sciences. You talk about a truly Tavistockian brainwashing center. This is a center where artificial stress training participants suddenly find themselves immersed in defending themselves against vicious accusations. Oh, brother, here we go. Yes. Well, that's the University of Pennsylvania, Wharton School of Finance and Commerce. Wharton School. Institute for Policy Studies. It's one of the big three. The IPS has really shaped and reshaped the United States policies, foreign and domestic. You can look at the people involved in this organization too. You have a whole bunch. And again, I'm citing from John Coleman. You have a whole bunch of people. It's been said that, even the Black Panthers, and even the new Black Panthers, were being controlled and manipulated through the IPS Institute for Policy Studies. The Weather Underground, the Weatherman, remember that? Okay. Larry Grothwell was on talking about the Weather Underground.
Oh, yeah. talking about with Bill Ayers, how they were in this group together.
IPS is behind that.
Which in the 70s, 25% of the population was said to be have to be killed while the majority of others re-educated.
Stanford Research, and on, RAND Corporation, American Telephone Telegraph, International Business Machines, U.S. Air Force, Department of Health, Department of Energy.
RAND, I got something, sir. On RAND Corporation.
Folks, we're going to be right back.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.